To You've Never Heard This. I'm Alan.
I'm Paul.
That's Paul. We're back with some, I keep calling it best of 2023, but it's our picks from 2023, I guess.
Yeah, something off the like top. That.
Yeah.
We off the top 50.
Yeah. Because
with the top 10, we're just absolute horseshit.
Yeah. I want to pull up that list actually and just read them off and see how many of you agree or disagree.
I was really bummed when I was like, fuck, I'm going to have to pick from a top 10 of just.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, you know, I obviously have no problem shitting all over records, but I was like, I'd rather do something extremely enjoyable.
Well, and I'd only heard of like two or three of these bands. So we've got Sophia Cortesis, Anoni and the Johnsons, Mitski, Lorraine, Julie Byrne, Rat Boys, Caroline Polachek, McKinley Dixon, Sufjan Stevens, and Wednesday. And I had only heard of Sufjan, Caroline Polachek, Mitski. Those are like the only ones I knew.
I cannot stand Mitski.
I only know one Mitski song, honestly.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
The last couple records is just all the same music.
It's unfortunate.
Not for me, for her.
Well, yeah.
She's making garbage.
You're like, I'm great. I'm doing fine. Good. Yeah. yeah. So anyway, a few episodes ago, we talked about Caligula by Lingua Ignota.
Yeah.
And Paul had mentioned that she was starting a new project called Reverend Kristen Michael Hayter. And that's who we're talking about.
That's who we are. I'm very surprised. I mean, I'm not surprised the record was in the top 50 because there's absolutely not even like the last out. There's zero records like this out right now, yep. Which is what she tends to do. But I'm surprised you followed up after Lingua Ignota.
Yeah, I did.
So that's pretty fun to see.
Well, when you gave me Lingua Ignota, did you even think I was going to like it?
I thought you would respect it.
Yeah.
Out of the theatrical side of it. Did not think you would. Should I say go as deep? I mean, I thought you might, because your respect for theater and performing arts is so high,
mm-hmm.
And I'm glad to see that you enjoyed the record for more than just surface. Like, it actually made you want to go back, figure out more,
yeah.
And continue the journey with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's been really cool. But I was not sure if you were going to like it.
Yep. Anyway, yeah, so we're talking about Saved by Reverend Kristen Michael Hayter. We've heard this, but you've
probably not.
Never heard this.
One and a two and a one, two, three, four. Hey man, there's this band I love, and I know you love them too. But you're just shaking your head like you haven't got a clue. What are we gonna do about it?
I've got an idea. Start a podcast and talk about it while sipping on a beer.
You've never heard this.
You've never heard this.
You've never heard this.
You've never heard this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we won't go too much into the backstory or bio of Reverend Kristen Michael Hayter because we did a lot of that during the Lingua Ignota episode. But I will just say that she started this project because she retired the Lingua Ignota moniker, citing unhealthiness of reliving her trauma through her performances. And I get that.
Yeah. Sad that the book is closed because the music was so fucking raw and passionate.
Yeah, yeah, and I wish
and dark and honest.
I wish I'd been able to see it live, but I get it.
Sinner Get Ready was the kind of the step closing the door. It was healing. It's a beautiful record.
Yeah.
And then she announced she was going to retire, which was pretty obvious. She just stopped doing Lingua stuff and then came to this. Which is, I'm not going to be surprised because like, there might be a little bit of baby trauma coming out of this record too, which is something that we'll be obviously observing and discussing.
Right. Yeah.
But obviously the major life trauma stuff that just almost ruined her entire life. She has healed out of, or
is
comfortable enough to be not addressing to the public anymore.
Right.
So that's cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. So this album was released on October 20th after a couple of singles dropped. I'm not normally a listen to the singles before the album comes out guy, but I just couldn't resist.
Yeah.
The
hype on it was amazing.
Yes, absolutely. So it documents her attempt at salvation through religion. She actually became an ordained minister in the process, thanks to internet, the internet making that very easy to do.
Kelly's ordained too.
Yeah.
She married people a couple years ago.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Cool. She produced it with her longtime collaborator, Seth Manchester, who did work with her for Lingua Ignota. I was about to say this, but I think I'm going to wait because I want some of these elements to be a surprise.
Okay.
So, anyway, it's very reminiscent of like buying like an old rundown house and then just finding like tapes in the basement.
Yeah.
And it's just very like, I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll just let it speak for itself.
There's a lot here.
Yes, there is. So, anyway, track number one is called I'm Getting Out While I Still Can.
Get out. Get out.
How many of you checked your headphones or your
or
your car stereo?
Flipped the first time I played this. I just got a fresh set of AirPods.
No, yeah.
and I lost. I actually I didn't even continue listening to the songs. I was like, "What the fuck just happened to my AirPods?" Like I took them out and was like freaking out. And I like unpaired them and repaired them, and then I was like, "Oh my god, it did it!" So. It got me so good.
Yeah.
It got me so good.
That's what I was going to let you guys find out for yourselves. So they used analog tapes to record this, and they scratched them. They burned them. They ran them through, like, dysfunctional tape machines. And, just kind of gave it that feel of, like, this lost recording that has just been, like, uncovered. And it just gives me, like, like old backwoods, like, church vibes. Shout out to the Southern Baptist Church for traumatizing me into becoming a Christian by telling me I was going to hell all the time.
Yeah.
Love that. Ultimately still pleased with my decision, but the method to get me there was a little was a little sketchy.
Yep.
Wow, imagine hearing 7 years old that if you don't love Jesus, you're burning forever.
Yep. Or if you don't follow this whole set of rules, you're going to hell.
Yeah. That's. Oh, here we go. I think we're getting to some of the freaky shit.
Yeah.
I'm getting
Yeah.
That'll be back too.
Sure will. Scared the shit out of me the first time I heard it.
Yeah.
That's glossolalia. That is speaking in tongues. Often charismatic churches will, members will do that when they are feeling particularly connected to God.
Yeah.
And it's just these strange noises that are coming out of them. And
she also, when she closed Lingua, she started Perpetual Flame Ministries, her record label.
Yeah.
And their merch is just fucking awesome.
Is it? I haven't looked
like,
at
they
it
got,
yet.
My favorite is a t-shirt. It's a the snake handling, and it's got just this hand on a black and white holding this like coat, something crazy that you don't want to hold. But their merch plays into quite a bit of this record.
Yeah, so it's definitely a shtick.
Mm-hmm.
It's very much just like a character.
But I mean, religion has obviously played a huge part in her life.
Sure, yeah.
So
yeah,
it's like it's satirical, but it's not because it happened. Like there's layers here.
Yeah, definitely. All right, let's explore some more. Track two is called All of My Friends Are Going to Hell.
I love this song.
Mother who lives on the house on the hill, sucking her teeth till you bend to her will. Cruelty and greed may on earth serve you well, but when you die, you are going to hell. When you hear him coming, you better run. Better hold your name fast on your tongue. Better fear his wrath in all you do. Better pray what befell me won't fall upon you. All of my friends are going to hell. None of them know from what I can tell. I'm getting up from the place where I fell.
Yeah, the song rules.
This song, this is, in my opinion, this is a absolute Lingua vibes. It's isolating vocals. It's blown out piano, which emphasizes lyrical content. I really love this song. This song is tied with one other, but when I heard this, I was just like, oh fuck yeah.
Yeah,
this is gonna be a ride.
Did you hear the like interpolation of War Pigs by Black Sabbath?
Yeah.
That was definitely the one of the first things I noticed. Yeah, it's very much like old timey preacher, like Appalachian vocals with like the weird like almost yodeling.
Yeah. It's like that West Virginia type, just like you said, backwoods shit. Like you end up at the church you probably shouldn't be at.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yes. Damn, we're in a tight spot.
Yeah.
How's my hair?
Damn, it's a tight spot. The song Oh Death.
Yeah.
That's what this reminds
me of.
Yeah.
I gotta rewatch that.
I haven't watched it in forever.
Dude, yeah.
It's definitely one of my favorite movies. Okay, shall we move on?
Let's do it.
This is a cover. It's called, and you may be familiar with it.
Yep.
There is power in the blood.
Yep.
From the burden of sin, there is power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood,
come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
I forgot that it, like, is sure. Very short, and it cuts off very abruptly. So this is a classic hymn by Lewis Edgar Jones. Obviously centers around the power of Jesus' blood. What I like is that it changes the pace from the last two songs.
Yeah.
Because those two songs are very, like, paranoid.
Yeah.
Where this one focuses more on the ability to be saved by Christianity.
Yeah.
Which, I mean... But I mean, is it also like, if does she actually believe, or is this just a way for her to process her trauma? Or
I would think, because she touches on, it's like, you know, it's kind of like, obviously everyone is free to believe whatever they want to believe. Like, just because you don't believe it's real doesn't mean it's real. Like, I don't remember how she... Oh, this was a long time. It was like, I don't remember where I sourced this from, but something not like she... Wait, I don't want to butcher this. How did she... Okay, I don't remember how she put it, but it was something like, just because she doesn't think God's there, that doesn't mean God's not there.
Yeah.
That's not exactly what it was, but it was something about, like, just saying, if you don't like someone's religion, that doesn't mean the religion isn't correct.
Sure.
Or
yeah, yeah.
Doesn't work.
I would even say, on the flip side of that, like, for me, I'm comfortable with what I believe, because, like, if it turns out to be true, awesome. Great. I get to go to heaven. If it turns out that there is nothing after I die, no harm, no foul. I have lost nothing.
Yeah, you still know? Got to be a good person and have some morals. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, like, the argument for a lot of people, a lot of atheists especially, is like, I don't feel like I need a religious book to teach me how to be a good person. But
that's,
I know,
exactly where I was going with that. Yeah.
I know myself that I do need that guidance. And okay, maybe I would have found it somewhere else, like in, like, Buddhism or something. I just happened to have found it in Christianity.
Okay.
You know,
that's,
like,
interesting.
But I just think it's helpful to have, like, a guidebook.
Well, helpful, yes. But do you think,
but
had
I don't,
you never been to church, you would be like this mega asshole? Like,
no. I mean,
I think
don't
it's
know.
More with how you're, not with how you're raised, but how, like, once you're out in the world, I kind of, like, I think it kind of matters when they get you. Because, like, when you're a kid, like, because, like, you know, when you're young and you don't know what the wuss is, like, yeah, cool. It's like, yeah, cool. Like, I've got God. God's got me. Like, I'll be helped out along the way. But then, for me personally, when I got older, I learned I did not want or need that.
Yeah,
personally, and that I found sense. Other things. But do you?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
It
but,
is.
But here's
yeah.
a, here's the thing: is, like, I've already had my moment in my life where I turned away from the church.
Okay,
and I've come back. So.
So is it more like
when you met me?
Yeah.
That was, like, the beginning of me, like,
coming back
in, like, a very, like, half-ass way.
So organized religion is not your most favorite thing.
It wasn't for a long time.
Okay.
But I really enjoy the church that I go to, because we're all about, like, relational ministry, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Actually walking the walk and not just talking,
not just
talk,
one person,
like,
leading the pack.
Right. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It's very much like a community active church too, which I,
that's kind of cool. That's good to,
which, I mean, every church I've gone to has been that way in some shape or form, but this one is, like, really all about, like if you look at the church in the New Testament, it was very, like, straightforward, and it's, we're not bogged down by, like, a bunch of the BS, I guess, at the church I go to.
Cool.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's go to track 4.
Sweet.
It's called Idumea. I'm pretty sure I already talked to you about this song, Paul, because I noticed that it's like, it's the same like meter and as Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
But it's in like a minor key.
Yeah. You had mentioned it.
But it's also, I didn't know this, it's actually a rendition of an Appalachian folk hymn written by someone named Ananias Davison called Idumea. It's the Latin name for Edom, which is an ancient biblical kingdom. Kristen said in her notes on this album that her arrangement is in E flat, but one of the 12 voices sings the entire song in B natural. So they're like,
yeah,
like this different key. She said, Idumea is the only track with synth on it. A sub drone that grows over the course of the song causes all the voices to distort, flatten, and unify.
That's yeah, true. That's that Seth Manchester.
Yes.
Influence. Yeah, for sure. That's Machines with Magnets. That's awesome.
You can kind of hear it here. It really does just get louder and louder.
Yeah.
Yeah, this this song is also very, very good.
Yes, it is.
I didn't grow up in like a super charismatic church. That was either Dolly Parton or a drag queen dressed like Dolly Parton. Though that actually was Dolly Parton.
I know she.
Okay.
Went
okay. Yeah, I didn't go like a super charismatic church. We're Southern Baptist, so it was mostly just out of the hymnal, so I didn't do any of these weird, folk bluegrass type hymns. But this does like resonate with me.
Yeah, raised Lutheran, yeah. So a lot of old timey hymns. Not like this though. I mean, we weren't out in the woods screaming and shit, but.
Oh, can't you hear it, mothers? Don't you wanna go?
So I just wanted to listen to that little hymn she was singing at the end. That is called. It's a folk tune called Talk About Suffering, and that actually leads into the next track, which is called I Will Be With You Always, which is the second single released for the album, and it's titled after the verse Matthew 28:20, which says, let me pull it up. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Get a little Bible learning there for you. All right. I will be with you always.
A harpy bitten tree, and every voice within me spoke, you will never be free. Once I was as ugly as a harpy bitten tree.
So when we listened to Caligula, I said that Fragrant Is My Many-Flowered Crown would have been, I think, just like transcendent to see live.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about this song.
This,
I just feel like this is probably way more impactful live.
I believe she's playing the Aladdin Theater.
Oh, really?
In March.
Oh, I was just there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How was that show?
That was great. Yeah, I saw the Dresden Dolls a couple nights ago, and it was amazing. I have been a balcony seat concert goer for a while, and I wanted to go to the front row for this one, and I managed to, which was awesome. And it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Cool.
I always forget the energy that they can put forth. There's only two people in the band.
Yeah.
So it's Amanda Palmer on the piano singing, and then Brian Viglione on the drums. And yeah, Brian is an incredible drummer.
Yeah.
He's doing like really just interesting stuff. Just drumming in places that you wouldn't expect to hear drums, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
Just, I don't know. He just like does these little embellishments that are really exciting. She's playing the Aladdin, you said?
I believe it's the Aladdin in March.
Knowing my luck, it's on Chelsea's birthday.
It's a what? Fucking Chelsea.
She ruins everything. Let's see. Reverend Krista Michael Hayter. Tour. Aladdin Theater. It's February 27th.
Ah, okay. Oh, right after Hotelier.
Yep.
Yep, so.
Right after Hotelier.
Maybe next to Hotelier and Foxing. It's going to be so unreal. Good. Unreal.
Yep. It's going to be so
Wonder
good.
Wonder Ballroom. Whoever's going, we'll see you up front.
Yep.
I'm going to be up front. I'm saving my.
No.
I'm going to stretch and I'll fast and I'll.
Yeah. 100%.
Tip top shape body for that.
We'll get there early enough that we can actually get in line. And
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. We'll be crying all over each other.
Yeah.
It's going to be a real sad show.
Trauma time.
Yeah. All right, let's listen to track 6 and take a break. This
cool.
is called Precious Lord, Take My Hand.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way groweth drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand. I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Oh, dear Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night draws near, and the day.
Yeah, these weird interludes like really make the album for me.
I completely agree.
They're just so weird.
Yeah.
It's this cover of a gospel song written by Thomas A. Dorsey. It's meant so this track, they said it's meant to feel much like an Appalachian Christian cult.
Yeah.
And as if it were recorded on a tape, which fits it into the genre of like electro acoustics and tape music.
Cool.
Which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get to this break sooner rather than later because my computer just told me that I need to plug it in or the battery's gonna die. So we're gonna do that and hold on, I'm trying to pause here. Thank you, son of a. All right, we're gonna take a break. We'll be back.
Cool.
Hi everybody listening to You've Never Heard This. This is Matt, and I'm from a different podcast.
And I'm Trevor, and yes, we're the co-hosts of the Nighthawks podcast. It's a movie-centric podcast for folks who like to stay up late.
We aim to get to the granular grist of the movies you love, maybe just the movies you're thinking about checking out, or the movies you want to know more about.
Take a seat in the Nighthawks diner with us, and we'll talk new movies, old movies.
We're talking about good movies, we're talking about bad movies, movies we love, movies from Norway.
You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and at nighthawkspodcast.com.
We'll be right back.
We're back.
We are back.
Back for more religious trauma.
Yes.
Hooray. I say we just get into it.
Let's do it.
Track 7 is called May This Comfort and Protect You. So I think to me, this song is like the heart of the whole record.
Yes.
Because it's very much like a good representation of Kristen's like healing process. Like,
yeah,
her healing process. You know, the Lord will mend your broken heart is like the key like lyric in this entire song. Yeah, I don't know.
I love the blown out harpsichord too.
Mm-hmm.
I love harpsichord.
Yeah, it's like really blown out, and then they had to put something like on the strings to make them buzz like that.
Yeah.
Too. There's a Ben Folds song where he put like an empty Altoids tin on his strings, and it gave it like a strange sound. And that's what that reminds me of. Sorry, I'm laughing at this fashion show we're currently watching.
Rick Owens.
Every time they go down the stairs, they have to be really careful because the pant legs are super long.
Yeah, the guy just tripped, too. He like,
oh, did he?
Because a lot of Rick Owens stuff is in high heels. Like, even the dude's boots have, like, 4 or 5 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And they're walking down stone steps.
And they're walking on their pant legs. Like, the pant legs are going over the shoes.
It's raining.
Yeah, so.
There's fireworks and smoke and...
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's not making it easy on him, that's for sure.
No.
Anyway. Yeah. Ooh. Love this next song.
Yeah. This close out, or this record carries so well.
Yes. Yeah. Unlike the one we listened to before this, just the right amount of tracks, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
All right. You're probably familiar with this song too. It's pretty old. It's called The Poor Wayfaring Stranger. Oh, and some more glossolalia.
Yeah. Hello again.
Which I call just a going over Jordan. I'm just a going
over. Yeah. So it's a cover, of course. This is a pretty well-known folk song. The earliest songwriter's unknown. The earliest known version of it is from 1868. Kristen, yeah, it's a lot older than I thought it was too. Kristen says in her notes, "Wayfaring Stranger is very long because I sing all four verses. The final two, no one ever does, but those are the best ones."
All right.
Yeah. This is one of my favorite folk songs, and I think her version of it is very, very cool. It's kind of hypnotizing almost.
Yeah.
Just listening to
that cultish feel.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right, track 9 is another hymn. Nothing But the Blood.
Nothing can force it atone. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not of good that I have done. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, how precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Oh, no other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, how precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Yeah, that was Shorty too.
I love that track.
Yeah.
If you're trying to get me into a cult or to join a cult and you have me come to your weird church or weird backwoods building and you're playing that song, I'm in.
You better also be playing some visuals of some goop dripping from the ceiling like I am watching right now.
I don't
now.
Know if any of you have watched. I believe it's like watered down dish soap or something. Or something. It's mixed with something, but it's what? The men's Prada men's fall winter 24 show is wild.
It's pretty weird.
It's curtains of goop that they walk through.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
It's very strange. I like the fisherman's vests that they're wearing as well.
Ed would buy it.
Ed would absolutely buy it.
Ed probably has this.
Probably does, yeah. Probably does already. He set up a secret account to buy one.
That guy tripped.
He did trip. Yeah, that's great.
Nerd. The beautiful man walking in the Prada fashion. I was like, get out of here, bitch.
Yeah, I could do so much better than that.
Totally could. Yeah. Oh, probably a year. This is, if you're doing Prada during fashion week, you're getting paid.
Yep. 100%.
Anyway.
All right. Second to last track is called I Know His Blood Can Make Me Whole.
I know his blood can
You know, as I sit here listening to this, all I can think is, I bet Kirk would hate this.
Yeah, probably for a lot of reasons.
Mainly, though, because he has no taste.
That's exactly weird. I was just saying that, too. No, that's class. Just a brainwaves thing. Just not a general understanding of good music.
Of art.
When it's played, yeah.
This is a very heartbreaking sound for, like, very uplifting lyrics.
That's religion for you.
Yeah.
That's the power of Jesus.
Yep.
Makes you really sad. But go to church tomorrow and pray yourself better.
Yeah.
For some of us. But yeah, that's why I was excited to talk about it. Because, like, there is, you know, one on Christianity, one not.
Yeah.
So I think it's cool to dish out both sides of this.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, this has been, we're going into the last track?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so this is, I had a couple friends, like I was saying off mic, my friend Amber messaged me when I started this, and she's like, I am struggling with this record just because I don't want to hear Jesus things, just old, good old fun trauma, religion trauma, religion issues. And then, you know, she kind of talked how we talked. It's like, it's, I think a bunch of it is satirical, but obviously religion has played a huge part in her life. Mm-hmm. So she is, in a sense, paying tribute to it. There's a lot of levels. I haven't seen if she's done any in-depth interviews about this, because I know the record's still fairly, it's only a couple months out.
Right.
But I'm hoping after this next tour or on tour, someone catches her to, like, really rip this shit open, because I want some answers on a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Same. Until then, we're just going to have to postulate ourselves.
We're going to have to play the next track.
Yeah. How Can I Keep From Singing is the final track.
This is my favorite.
Yeah. This track freaks me out a little bit.
My life flows on in endless song above earth's lamentation. I catch the sweet, though far off hymn that hails a new creation. No storm can shake my inmost core. While to that rock I'm clinging, since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear the music ringing. It finds an echo through my soul. How can I keep?
Trying to pick up some of the. Oh, here we go.
No storm can shake.
It's about to kick off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just let play for a minute. They can.
Yeah.
If you want to get weirded out, hang out for a second.
While to that rock I'm clinging. Since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep
Let's see here. So
it just intensifies and intensifies.
It really does. Yeah. So this is another rendition of a classic Christian hymn. The lyrics were written by someone only known as Pauline T and were set to music by a Baptist minister named Robert Lowry in 1868. The song isn't originally a Quaker hymn, but it was adopted by and is frequently associated with the Quakers.
Yeah. Which is a huge part for her, too. Yes. She's out in the middle of Pennsylvania doing that whole, doing that stuff. Or not Quaker stuff, but
yeah,
around it a lot.
So the juxtaposition between this like really pretty song and then like the
where it's going,
the background noises and the glossolalia could be terrifying, but I think it's almost like she's, because this is her, it's obviously her,
yeah,
like making the noise,
yeah,
in the background
both.
I think it's her like exercising her past demons so she can kind of like move on. Like,
that's a very interesting, cool part.
Yeah,
I hadn't thought of that.
Like, I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Or just a kind
new
of like,
chapter.
Yeah.
Releasing. That's
yep.
cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's just a way for her to move forward, and especially like this part where it's like, oh man,
just
she just sounds
off.
Like she's.
Christ makes fresh my heart.
And I know like there's a pretty considerable part of the song at the end where it's just that, I think.
Yeah, that's it, just keeps like, escalating to
Yeah. And it's just, guys, there's 2 minutes left on this track.
Yeah.
It's just her like, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Damn, that is it. Now I'm like, that is interesting. Because, like, obviously, picking up through Lingua, like, Sinner Get Ready is the perfect way going out the door. But I never really thought to tie that even into the new project because it's so different. But wow. That's. See, now I'm going to go back and listen to Sinner Get Ready more and then blend it into. Damn.
Yeah.
Cool. Good observation.
There you go. That's why we do this podcast.
Nice. Yeah, this is like, I got mind blown after we talked about Death Cab. Transatlantic. I went back and heard all that crazy shit I hadn't really paid attention to before.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, you guys probably didn't like this album, but I liked it.
Yeah, I loved it too, so everyone can suck it.
Again, just, you know how to get a hold of us.
Yeah.
Sing its praises or rip
it to
pieces.
Yeah, tell us your wrong opinions about it.
Yeah. Just know you will be wrong.
Yeah, you are wrong, but tell us why you're wrong.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to say.
But we want to hear it, mainly so we can make fun of it later.
Yeah. Shit. That's true. But, you know, give a shout out if you either are religious and I would just love
trauma
to
dump
hear
on us, guys.
Yeah, I'd either trauma dump like, or just hearing different views, because obviously we got a lot of different viewers that believe in different things, but it's like, I'd be interested in hearing some feedback.
Yeah,
this is
too.
A weird one. So like,
it is
you
a
know,
weird one.
Shoot us a text or slide in or whatever. We're active on the Instagram now. You've never heard this pod, or is it? You've heard it? No, I think it's You've Never Heard This. I don't think I have pod on there. What is
it?
Used, the Instagram
it used,
handle
it used to be Never Heard Pod.
Let me pull this up. I'm still new here. It is You've Never Heard This. Message that. We're active on there. We're doing more stuff there.
Yeah. Kelly's over there laughing. Yeah. Yep. I think that's me. I think that's my cord. Sorry, guys.
Okay.
All right. We'll get back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah, we've got fun records coming up next week.
Yeah,
the
we do.
Listener pick.
Yep.
That's going to be a fun one.
It's going to be fun. And I think Kelly's going to be on for the listener pick. So
yes, I think she's available.
Yeah.
Wait, it's the one. The one you were excited to do, but then we had to shuffle it. Yeah. But the one you were ready for. Yeah.
Yep.
So Kelly will be on next week.
Yep. 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from now.
Yep.
Next All episode, right. whatever it is.
We'll
Whenever.
Whenever.
All right.
Bye.
Later, guys.